what is cyber warfare exactly?
Well, the old line is that war is a continuation of politics by other means. And so cyber warfare is the continuation of politics in or through cyberspace for the deliberate purpose of hacking, sabotaging, interfering with, damaging, or destroying either cyber targets or physical assets.
Now, the DoD has declared cyberspace a domain, just like air, ground, and sea. And they have issued policies on operations in cyberspace, but they don't say much about cyber warfare. What do you think it is that they're not telling us? What are their options, perhaps?
Well, of course, part of it is this is a very delicate area. What is malicious hacking versus warfare, and how would you know? Is espionage part of warfare? It hasn't been traditionally, but in cyberspace, is that different? If you have malware or some other kind of virus put on a system, is that the start of a war? There are a lot of very difficult definitional decisions that make it problematic to both decide you are at war and to figure out who you're at war with.
So is cyber warfare an aggressor, or is there an offense and a defense? I mean, how would that work, actually, technically?
Absolutely. There is offensive cyber warfare and defensive cyber warfare. Defensive would be trying to protect our systems from cyber or electronic attack, or in some cases, even physical attack. You know, one way of dealing with cyber issues is to go after the source by physical means. And then there is cyber offense, which would be the use of cyber tools to attack other people's computers, other people's systems, other people's data, perhaps in retaliation for attack against yourself.
Now, we have heard a lot from DoD on their operational plans for cyberspace, and they have emphasized that they want to make their own systems so hardened that it wouldn't be worth the enemy's worthwhile to try to hack them anymore. Nevertheless, they get continuous hacks. So the question is, I'm asking you, do you think that there is offensive capability that they're developing actively that we just don't know about?
Oh, there has to be. And in fact, they've even given indications of this. And, of course, because there are – this is always a countermeasure, offense, then defense, then back to offense kind of deal. You don't want to let anything out about what you're doing. There are also a whole host of not yet resolved legal and operational questions in the use of offensive cyber warfare that keeps this very, very hush-hush.
We are talking with Daniel Gurea, Vice President at the Lexington Institute. What are some of those questions that have to be answered?
Well, for example, when does something constitute an act of war in cyberspace? Does it have to be a state that does it? What happens if there's a nation state, pick anyone you want, but they're using a cutout, they're using a hacking group, they're using an individual? How do you deal with the fact that most of our IT infrastructure is in private hands? And it's not government, it's not Department of Defense. So if the attack is not against the government system, but is against a private system, when does that constitute an act of war? A lot of systems are international. So if I go offensive and I'm attacking somebody else's system, for example, cloud computing. So it's anywhere, it's everywhere. If I'm attacking a server somewhere, it's in a third country, but it's got data on it that relates to a country I do want to attack, or I think I can legitimately attack. How does that actually work legally? And what are the consequences of doing such an action? So there are a lot of issues that we haven't resolved or that are, if you will, under discussion.
Yeah, that was my question. What are the possible consequences of acting preemptively if we say, well, we think China is doing this or Russia is doing this, or somebody's doing this, and let's go zap the apparent server source of those
right
attacks? What could that mean in terms of retaliation, for example?
That's a great question, because you use the word preemption. So you are acting in advance of an attack. It's something we have as established theory in kinetic warfare, in nuclear warfare, and even in conventional use of force, is you can preempt. If you see the other guy preparing to strike, you can go ahead and strike first to minimize the damage to yourself. How does that exactly work in cyberspace? What's your evidence that the attack is coming? Who do you go after? And is it legitimate? Those are all questions that haven't yet been answered well. Part of the problem, of course, is we're trying to apply old-style approaches, old-style thinking, to a very different domain. It is a domain of war, but it's not like air, sea, and ground.
So there are ethical questions here, too.
There are clearly ethical questions. There are issues about if you damage systems which are used by medical services or used by private sector when you're not, but are third party. What are those kind of things? The rules of engagement is the term that the military likes to use, which tells you what you can and can't do, get very murky at times in cyberspace.
So is it safe to say that the military is working on these types of plans actively once they have their operational strategy that is out? There's got to be some kind of a doctrine behind that that we can't see.
Absolutely. We'll see some of that, but absolutely. There's got to be a doctrine, and it's going to be fairly complicated because it runs the gamut from traditional methods of warfare used against cyber targets all the way to the most sophisticated form of electronic combat, electronic warfare, jamming, that kind of thing, all the way into cyberspace. It involves public and private. It involves all of government, and it's international.
And there would have to be some definitions put in place. You know, hacking into a bank and stealing numbers wouldn't necessarily be an act of war, although it would definitely be considered a criminal act. So you would have to be able to make that distinction and make sure that the document that makes the distinction is a living document and has that ability to evolve with the technology.
Absolutely. So this is going to be constantly evolving, probably much more rapidly than we've seen the evolution of doctrine for air, sea, and land warfare. That tends to change, relatively speaking, more slowly. You have to figure out what's criminal, what's a terrorist act, what's an act of war by a state or state-like entity. And those, there are going to be boundary issues, right, between those different layers that are going to be very gray.
So bottom line is this is not just an issue for DOD alone, but it sounds like a full government effort to be able to enable DOD to act.
Absolutely. And it's clearly going to be an issue for Justice Department and for the JAG Corps at the Pentagon. It is going to be an issue for other parts of the government that interface to Homeland Security, for example. Where's the dividing line there? An issue for the State Department that has to negotiate international treaties, if there are any, on cyber warfare. Everybody's going to get involved.